You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, wow. You caught me reading about art and the history of history. Hey, Trevor Noah here. At home, which is where you should all be as well. Well, not in my home. I don't have enough snacks for everyone. I mean in your homes. Social distancing, hashtag, but at the beginning of the word. So what's the latest on coronavirus? Well, President Trump says they found a treatment. Governors are taking action. And spring break is getting canceled. Dry t-shirt contest. So let's get into it with another episode of the Daily Social Distancing Show.
From Trevor's couch in New York City to your couch somewhere in the world, this is the Daily Social Distancing Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
So, people around the world have been social distancing for a few days now, and every day we're learning something new. One, coronavirus is a serious disease. Two, it's not just dangerous for old people. And three, your relationship was not as secure as you thought. Yeah, it's amazing how much you discover about each other when neither of you can ever leave. Anyway, today was another tremendous day for the most powerful man in the world, Donald Jehoshaphat Trump. He's the one man we're all forced to listen to during this crisis. And every day he reminds us why hiring him was America's biggest mistake.
It's very uncharted territory. Could have been stopped. Could have been stopped pretty easily if we had known, if everybody had known about it a number of months before people started reading about it. Nobody knew there'd be a pandemic or an epidemic of this proportion. Nobody's ever seen anything like this before.
Yes, everybody, including Trump, didn't know how big this thing was, except for Trump, who knew how big this thing was, but didn't do anything because he didn't know how big this thing was. It makes perfect sense. I still don't understand why Trump bothers stepping up to the microphone if he doesn't know anything. Like, President Trump, just let the doctors and the scientists talk, right? Trump should just stand in the back like a hype man. Dr. Fauci should be up there telling us the number of infected people has now risen to, and then Trump can just be in the back like, that's right. Yeah. Corona, baby. He can be the Diddy of this shit. Or the brother love. I don't know which one it is right now. Just in the back, just doing the thing. That's all Trump needs to do. Just be a hype man. Coronavirus hype man.
That's what. People infected. You got it. West Side, baby.
That's all you need to do. And I'm not just saying this to hate on Trump. Because here's what Trump said today, about a treatment for coronavirus.
A drug called chloroquine. It is known as a malaria drug, and it's been around for a long time. We're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately. And that's where the FDA has been so great. They've gone through the approval process. It's been approved.
What? We got the treatment. We're gonna cure it.
What? He was just making that shit up?
What the president said was either confusing or just plain wrong.
That's a drug that the president has directed us to take a closer look at to actually see if that benefits patients. And again, we want to do that in the setting of a clinical trial, a large, pragmatic clinical trial, to actually gather that information and answer the question that needs to be answered and asked and answered.
If I could cover my face with my hands, I would, because this is the most embarrassing thing ever. The FDA commissioner openly called the president out for making this shit up. That's so embarrassing. He said it, then the guy's like, no, that's not the truth. This would be like your mother commenting under your Facebook post, like, just to be clear, Jeremy is not drowning in pussy. He's currently in the basement playing Fortnite. Mom! Now, thankfully, Trump isn't the only person who can do something during this crisis. While America is dealing with its incompetent in chief, many of America's governors have started to take matters into their own hands. For instance, just today, and this was amazing, in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo suspended all mortgage payments for people in financial hardship, and all credit card fees and ATM overdraft fees are also suspended, which is amazing. It's amazing for people who are struggling financially. We have to remember that that's going to happen if we expect people to stay home and not work. And by the way, that's also a rule that we should keep long after coronavirus is gone. Overdraft fees is a scam that should have never existed in the first place. How's the bank going to charge me for giving me too much money? If I have $20 in my account, but you let me take out $100, that sounds like a bank's problem to me, not a me problem. I should charge you overdraft for making me ball out of control with money I didn't have. I was out there getting bottles. I didn't have bottle money. That's overdraft. Going to tell me I owe you money, owe me money. Anyway, Cuomo isn't the only governor taking action. Today, the governor of Florida had to close all the beaches because it turns out young people on spring break were acting like the coronavirus ain't shit. Yeah, while the rest of us are social distancing, these kids are running out and about saying things like this.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break.
I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
We still want to come here and have fun.
We're not real worried about it because we're on the sand and it's an open area. There's not a lot of doorknobs and not a lot of things you can touch.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? You're not going to let coronavirus stop you from... You're not going to let coronavirus stop you? Coronavirus is not... You don't need to let it, okay? Coronavirus is the Harvey Weinstein of diseases. It does not ask for consent, my friend. Kids making it sound like coronavirus is going to ask for permission before jumping into your body.
Excuse me, sir. My name is Corona. Would you mind if I compromised your immune system?
Here's the thing young people need to understand. Yes, coronavirus is most dangerous for old people. But that doesn't mean it's not dangerous for young people too, okay? It can still get our ass into intensive care, right? It's just more dangerous for old people, but it's still dangerous. Think of it this way. I always make jokes about the New York Knicks being a bad NBA basketball team, right? But they're bad relative to other NBA teams. But if you and your amateur ass office team played against them, you'd be walking off the court like, I'm sorry, Mr. Knicks, I won't make fun of you again. So get your shit together, young people. Coronavirus ain't no joke.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty.
When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Oh, speaking of young people, Jabuki Young White's calling me. Hold on. Let me see if I can record this. I love Jabuki. Yo, Jabuki.
Yo,
what's going on, man?
What's up? How's it going? You holding up?
Man, I've missed your face, dude. This is crazy.
Over this beautiful Skype quality.
Yeah. I'm loving this, man. I was chatting to Roy yesterday. His kid is running around the house. It's wild. I feel like everyone is trying to just stay sane right now, you know?
Yeah. It's me and my plants. We're going at it.
Is that a real plant?
That's a real plant. It's my best friend now. His name is Wilson.
Wilson? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, most of the time I'm fine, but then there's moments where, like, I'm going crazy. Like not being at work, there's moments where I'm just like, what do you do with, like, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just, like, obsessively on Twitter, on Instagram, just going back and forth between those two pretty much.
Yeah, but that's what you normally do.
Well, right. But the Wi-Fi at work is, like, so much faster, so.
So this is more stressful, I guess.
It's actually been pretty hard on me.
Yeah.
My retweet to like ratio is down by half.
Yeah, that's, I guess, everyone's got a different corona struggle.
I've been thinking, like, there's so many possibilities online. Like, I might get ordained as a minister. I might adopt a child online. There's really a lot that I could do.
You can adopt a child online?
Yeah.
Wow. There's so many things about the internet I feel like you could teach me. Anyway, all right.
On TikTok.
Yeah. We should do a TikTok together. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn. I see, like, everyone's doing the thing. That'll be cool. Anyway, dude, thanks for calling in, man. I was even surprised that you called. That was dope.
I really think it's important that we check on older people during this time. So, if you need any groceries, prune juice, Metamucil, suppository.
Jabuki, I think when they say that they're talking about, like, actual old people, I'm not old. Like, I'm basically, like, the same age as you. Like, I'm not, like, when they say old, they mean, like, old, not, I'm not old.
Yeah.
I always tell you this.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, bye. Take your medicine.
I'm not old. I'm a millennial. All right, before we go, I just once again wanted to ask everybody who can donate. Please donate to kids who no longer get school lunches because their schools are shut down. If you can help, please go to nokidhungry.org and help kids to get a good meal while their schools are shut down. And if you want to help feed kids in New York City specifically, please go to cityharvest.org and donate whatever you're able to do. Right? There are people out there who've already done it. I think yesterday alone, we managed to help raise $40,000, which is a lot of money and gets a lot of kids food. But there are still kids out there who need your help. So if you can still help, please do help. Stay safe out there. Thank you so much for tuning in to this madness. I'll see you again soon.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.